Through the roof, gasoline prices mean city councilors and staff are now losing money if they use personal vehicles to travel to out-of-town conventions and other events. With gas prices recently as high as $2 a liter, the cost of filling up a small SUV is close to $100, says Shelley Skell, city treasurer and chief financial officer. At this week's city council meeting, Skell will ask for elimination of a 32-cent a kilometer limit on mileage paid for trips longer than 250 kilometers. The city pays 56 cents a kilometer for destinations less than 250 kilometers away, and Skell wants that mileage rate to apply to all trips in personal vehicles. The decreased mileage allowance barely covers the cost of fuel and does not allow for reimbursement of other personal vehicle costs, she says in a report to Mayor Christian Provenzano and councillors. Rental of a vehicle versus use of a personal vehicle for travel also has some challenges in the current environment. Supply chain issues have made availability of rentals less, and the cost of a rental has increased substantially. With corporate travel resuming and more reliance placed on using personal vehicles, a fair compensation should be provided to councillors and employees. The bylaw still states that the use of economical means of travel to the destination is to be considered for all travel. The cost of travel to destinations greater than 250 kilometers will increase, Skell says. Further distance destinations are typically traveled to by air, so the impact will not be substantial. All departments will manage the change within their current travel budgets. This week's city council meeting will be held on Tuesday because of the Victoria Day long weekend. The meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 4:30 p.m. Tuesday.